Before you are likely to be able to accept a major loss in your life without resistance, you can practice accepting with little things. You dropped a dish and break it. It is as it is. You pick it up and throw away the pieces. You are stuck in traffic. Allow the traffic jam to be without reacting to it. It is as it is. The car is not moving. It is a fact. No matter how much I fume, it won't move any further. This moment is as it is. So start by allowing and surrendering to little things. Some people learn surrender when they travel to India because very often things don't work as they should there. So they have to practice allowing because if they don't allow, they become very unhappy. But you don't have to go to India. It happens everywhere. The mind insists, forms should not dissolve, people should not die. There should be no loss. If I ran the universe, these things would not happen. So first they surrender in little things, and then something may happen that requires a big surrender. Death, great loss of one kind or another. With every kind of loss, you surrender to the emptiness that the form has left behind. If you can accept that totally, there is a deep peace. When a form has dissolved, there is a spaciousness, an emptiness. This is why through dreadful loss, some people have gone through this inner transformation and found the peace that passeth all understanding. Some of those people lost everything all at once, one hole after another until nothing was left but holes. Emptiness in their lives. Business collapsed, wife and children left, car gone, credit cards gone, and even the physical body may be no longer working. Everything gone, and suddenly they woke up out of identification with content. They woke up out of identification with form. In the midst of all of that loss and emptiness, they suddenly realized, "Oh, I feel so peaceful. Such deep peace and aliveness. What is this?" They couldn't understand it. This must have happened to Jesus. Maybe it is not reported in the Gospels. The peace that passeth all understanding. He didn't understand it either. The mind cannot understand it. The origin of suffering is not accepting what is in your life now. So practice allowing this moment to be as it is. This is a simple but radical spiritual practice. It's a practice that leads to inner peace.